Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast. What's going on, everybody? Thanks for listening to the Evil Never Dies podcast. I'm Brett, and this is the midweek edition. Just wanted to let everybody know to get your Apple reviews in by probably no later than tonight, which will be Wednesday when you're listening to this. So takes 48 hours for them to post on the Apple site, so get them in if you want to get your name in the hat for a shirt. So far, I think I got like 7-8 people that's already in there, so get them in. So how's everybody doing so far this week? Hope everybody's doing good. Nothing else that much else to talk about that. Still cleaning up storm damage out of the haunt. Anyway, tonight, going to talk about the band Anthrax. Yes, Anthrax again. But this came up on my Apple today, and listened to this. Actually, I listened to it twice all the way through again today. Going to be talking about their album, Spreading the Disease, from 1985. Second studio album by New York heavy metal band Anthrax. It was recorded in the summer of 1985 at Pyramid Sound Studios in Ithaca, New York. Released on October 30th, 1985. Genre, of course, is thrash metal. Length of the original studio album is 43 minutes and 40 seconds. Label is Megaforce Island. And it was produced by John Zazula, Carl Carnedy, and the band Anthrax themselves. All right, let's go over the band members for this incarnation of Anthrax. First, we got Joey Belladonna on lead vocals, and this is actually his first album with the band. We'll go into a little bit of that here after a little bit here. Then we got Dan Spitz on lead and rhythm guitar and backing vocals. Scott Ian, rhythm guitar and lead guitar, backing vocals. Frank Bello on bass and backing vocals. And that's also his first album with the band. And then we got Charlie Benante on drums. Let's go a little bit over the background of the album here. After the band finished touring in support of their first album, Fistful of Metal, their original vocalist, Neil Turbin, got fired from the band. I couldn't really find nothing about why they fired him. I guess musical differences or whatever. But he'd written the majority of this record. And then they got this guy named Matt Fallon to replace him. But he was fired also because he didn't have no confidence in the studio. So the producer, Carl Kennedy, or Kennedy, or however you pronounce it, he suggested the group audition Joey Belladonna, who wasn't really familiar with thrash metal at the time. He was in a different band playing totally different music. And though the band wasn't too happy with Joey's musical background. They auditioned him and liked his voice and hired him and booked a few shows as their frontman. So then they got him in the studio to record. And also during this time, Scott Ian, Charlie Benante, and their former bassist Dan Leiker, who was also in the band Nuclear Assault, they had a little side project going on with singer Billy Milano, a crossover thrash band called Stormtroopers of Death, or a lot of people know it, SOD. I'm going to have to do a midweek on them for sure. I love SOD. Okay, the album cover. It was designed by Peter Coriston and Dave Heffernan. And they actually did the sleeve for Led Zeppelin's Physical Graffiti album. And I guess Charlie Benante came up with the concept of a man being checked for radiation levels. And he said it was deliberately made that the man have a strong resemblance to his nephew and bassist, Frank Bello, as a joke. Although they have never confirmed or denied this, but the guy on the cover sort of does look like Frank Bello. It's a cool looking album cover, though. Now, when this was released, it actually had pretty good ratings from all the major rating places. I think Rolling Stone was the lowest rating with 3.5 stars. All right, let's go over the track list here. Track one, side one, is AIR, coming in at 5 minutes and 45 seconds. Track two, Lone Justice, 4 minutes and 36 seconds. Track three, Madhouse, and they also released this as a single. And there was a video on MTV for it, but MTV didn't play it that much because they did not want to offend mentally challenged people. And that track comes in at 4 minutes, 19 seconds. Track 4 is SSC, Stand or Fall, 4 minutes and 8 seconds. Track 5, The Enemy, 5 minutes and 25 seconds. On to side 2, track 6, Aftershock, 4 minutes and 28 seconds. Track 7, Armed and Dangerous, 5 minutes and 43 seconds. And if you listen to that song, it sounds very similar to Pantera's song Hollow. Check it out. Maybe I'll throw it in on the snippets and you can let me know what you think. All right, track 8, Medusa. 4 minutes and 44 seconds. And that was also supposedly written by the producer John Zazula. And track 9, Gung Ho. 4 minutes and 34 seconds. And then in 2020, they came out with a 30th anniversary edition, which had the original album on it, and then added a track 10 on the bonus disc, Medusa Joey Belladonna Demo. And that came in at 4 minutes and 45 seconds, a second longer than the original. And then the disc 2 on that 30th anniversary special had a bunch of live stuff on there. And then a bunch of just like rhythm tracks of the songs, of a bunch of songs. That's it for the track list. Let's move on to the tour. Most of late 1985 and early 1986, They supported Black Sabbath on the Seventh Star tour. And then they did some small tour, 5-6 shows across the country with Testament and Overkill. And then they got on with Metallica to do a European tour. And that just happened to be the same tour that Cliff Burton was killed when during that tour. So that's about it for the tour. That tour sort of sucked for him, I guess you'd say. Okay, I talked to Carl earlier today and told him I was doing this album. He said he's going to give it a 2.5. He said he liked the Stormtroopers of Death album better. I like this album okay. Joey Belladonna did a good job on it. I think he's a way better singer than the guy they had before him. I've always liked Joey's voice. And I think I'm going to give it a 3.5. It's not the best Anthrax album. They've got better ones. So, yeah, I'll give it 3.5 Devil Horns. So, all right. That's all I got for Anthrax Spreading the Disease. Thanks for listening. I hope everybody learned something about this album. Check us out on social medias. If you want to support the show, you can always buy us a cup of coffee. I always put that link in the show notes. What else? Oh, yeah. Get your Apple reviews in. Win a shirt. Get your name thrown in the hat. We will be drawing a name Friday night when we record. And somebody will win a t-shirt on Sunday. So, all right, everybody, thanks for listening, and stay evil, everybody.
time for your medication, Mr. Brown.